Hey, this is the Magic Man, and you're watching my homeboy, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, Del?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Adam Silver and some NBA superstars got together on a conference call, and they're trying to give the people what they want. The results of this call were that we expect a decision within the next 2 to 4 weeks about whether or not we will have an NBA season. It seems that the players are strongly in favor of doing so. Jalen, do you think we will have an NBA season this summer?
I do. I think there's going to be summer basketball, even if the champion is crowned in September or October. And, of course, professionals want to entertain. But you got to follow the money here, Jacoby. And it's not just about this season. It can suppress next season. Meaning, if next year doesn't start until December, you may not get 82 games in between December and June, which then affects the money next year. So it's really important for an entertainment value to get the NBA back, to crown a champion, but also try to diminish this season bleeding into next year as much as possible.
One of the things that they discussed, which I found really interesting and very realistic, is the fact that what a positive test would mean. And a positive test would mean that that player is not playing. That's just something that you have to be comfortable with under these conditions, because we could find ourselves in the NBA finals and a superstar could test positive and then not be able to participate in games. Do you think that's the correct approach in terms of a positive test?
I do, absolutely. Look at it like that with injuries or when people get hurt. You can't designate when that's going to happen or when they get sick. And so when that takes place, you got to be able to adjust accordingly as a team and as an individual and as a league. And I think during this unique circumstance, everybody would be really ready to do so.
Jalen, our colleagues at ESPN put out a list of the greatest basketball players of all time, something that's been debated on this program and in barbershops since the beginning of the league. And it's just such a juicy list, we have to show it to you. These are, according to ESPN.com, the top 10 NBA players of all time ranked in order. Jalen, if you had to make one switch, how would you switch this list?
LeBron James wouldn't be at 2. He'd be at 5.
Ooh!
And
ooh,
at the end of his career, when he gets more points, assists, and potentially championships, he has a chance to move up. But there are people that played in the NBA, only a couple of them, that accomplished more than LeBron James, that achieved more than LeBron James. And those names are MJ, Kareem, Russell, and put some respect on Magic Johnson's name. I understand that LeBron James has won 3 championships in 17 seasons and gone to the finals 9 times. Magic went 9 times in 12. He won a championship in college. They won a championship in the league and was finals MVP. He was winning league MVPs early in his career, Jacoby. So I understand how people want to debate that one with me. But for those of us who really watch and study and play the game, it's hard for me until he wins a championship with the Lakers to say LeBron James has passed Magic Johnson in overall greatness.
I think one of the reasons that we always debate this in barbershops and in bars and friend circles is because there is so much flexibility between 2 through 5. If you look at the list, right, there's just like you get Jordan at 1 and then 2 through 5, you could put those people in any order and it would still be debatably correct. But let's take a look at how you have it when you make this swap between Johnson and LeBron. So this is how you have it, Jalen.
Yes, because the top 4 are Mount Rushmore. They're the high score at the video game. We go to the corner store. They achieve things that LeBron James is at home saying, man, I wish I could achieve what Magic, Bill Russell, Kareem, and Michael Jordan did. Now, 6 through 10, Jacoby, is actually where people are debating more often because it depends on what you value. Wilt Chamberlain, dominant force. For anybody that's seen Shaq, Wilt Chamberlain was that for his era on steroids, and plus he grabbed the boards. So he and Kobe Bryant, they kind of resemble that for their eras. So I put those guys back to back. And then Timmy Duncan, Larry Joe Bird, Shaquille O'Neal, Those are ones to be debated. And two people that gets left out of this conversation that deserve it, Big O, Hakeem Olajuwon. What a great opportunity to be discussed amongst those players. But I do think at number two for LeBron, I think that's recency bias.
Well, it is interesting because a lot of people put LeBron up against Jordan. But when you put LeBron's accomplishments and stats next to Magic Johnson's, there is a very good case for Johnson to be made because his accomplishments are pretty much equal or greater than LeBron's when you put them face to face against each other. And Jalen, I hate to say this, I think I might actually agree with you on this. It's true. It's true. I think I actually might. And now it is time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, we're all sort of in our homes looking at Instagram, and there was a video put up by Laker Danny Green, which I found very interesting. It's sort of like an ad. You know, you've seen these sponsored Instagram posts. I think I've seen you involved in a couple of them myself. And this time he had some visual props, and it was sort of a PSA for people during quarantine, especially males, to do some manscaping. Jalen Rose, during quarantine, are you manscaping?
I am manscaping. You know what makes me really happy and proud? I'm not gray in that area. You know, it's one thing to start to get older and realize certain things are going to take place, but you don't think about that one. And as I do my manscaping throughout this quarantine, that's one of the things I'm thankful for, that I'm not gray on.
Good. Good, Jalen. I do not want to know any more about your manscaping routine, but I will confirm that I am also manscaping every single Sunday night when I cut my hair. When we come back, me, Jalen, Method Man, keep it moving. Got to give the people.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
We're all watching The Last Dance. There's just something about Michael Jordan that he has something that no other athlete I've ever seen has. It's just, it seems like whenever he's on the team, you don't just have a chance to win. You are favored to win, not just the game, but the championship. He's so reliable. There's nothing realer than someone you can rely on, whether you're relying on them to make the shot in the clutch or be there when you need it most. I can't wait to watch Michael Jordan in The Last Dance. Make that last shot that we all know is coming, pushing off Russell, hitting the 17-footer, retiring. That is someone that you can rely on in the clutch. Someone you can trust to come in clutch makes all the difference on or off the court. With State Farm, you get a teammate you can rely on. You get the real deal. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose and I spend a lot of time discussing what we should be discussing on the program. We go back and forth a lot. So we created one segment where Jalen gets to decide, and it is called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, you say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
I'm just so very glad that Method Man and the mighty Wu-Tang Clan participate on our program. It is so awesome. Let's get it.
Jalen, you'll never believe this, but there's an update on Dak Prescott's relationship with
moving.
The Cowboys. Keep it moving. Okay, we'll keep it moving.
He's a starting quarterback. He's one of the best 10 or 15 in the league. Eventually, going to get his
Jalen, Scottie Pippen is reportedly unhappy with The Last Dance. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Now, I want to make it clear, this is not from Scotty himself, but it's from people close to Scotty. Word is that he's unhappy with how he is portrayed in The Last Dance. Can you understand that if it is true?
I can understand. Can I put some respect on the point forward that took the baton from Paul Pressey that gave it to Grant Hill and LeBron James, playing multiple positions on the floor defensively, locked down, dream teamer, top 50 player of all time? Six-time NBA champion. I understand he has some dubious moments, like not going in the game versus the Knicks when Tony Kukoc hit the shot and being mad at the organization but not getting surgery. Shaq did that too. It's some weird things sometimes that happen in business that make it personal, and then you make it, then you take it to the point where it's emotional and you make some decisions that you hope you regret. Now, he's saying that he wish he wouldn't have done that, but I really believe that he wish he would have got paid. Then he wouldn't have had to do that, will be the answer.
And we were lucky enough to have seen episodes 9 and 10, and Scottie Pippen does something that more than makes up for not coming in the game and during that last shot and getting surgery before the season, and I can't wait for everybody to find out what that is on Sunday night. But Jalen, we have an update. Evander Holyfield wants to fight Mike Tyson in the year 2020. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
We're going to keep it moving for now, but as somebody that's gone to Vegas and actually watched these gentlemen be in the ring for nostalgia, I tune in.
Jalen, well, two men weren't in the ring last night, but they're in the octagon, and something happened that I absolutely have to show you. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Yo, hit the brakes on this one, because I watched this part.
Okay. It was Teixeira Smith. Teixeira was dominating Smith in the octagon, so much so that Smith is on the ground losing his teeth in the middle of the fight. Watch his hand. He hands his tooth to the referee, Jalen. What do you think about that?
I think that that's a brutal sport, and I was watching it, and I liked how Teixeira initially was being basically put on his heels initially by the aggression. And then all of a sudden, he started to take control of the fight, use his physicality. I felt like I was disappointed that Smith's corner didn't throw in the towel, Jacoby. He didn't have to go back out there for that final round and take that
in between the fourth and fifth round. He was in his own corner talking about how he's losing teeth. He was giving his corner hints like he's not going to come back and win this one. It did feel like they should have stopped the fight.
These dudes are gladiators, Jacoby.
The Rams have new uniforms. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
You know what? All I want to know is, does Eric Dickerson like them? Keep it moving for now.
Eric Dickerson does not like them. Jalen, LeSean McCoy strongly regrets something that he did. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Wow, Shady. Hit the brakes.
Well, Shady McCoy set the internet ablaze when he spoiled the end of Avengers Endgame. Jalen, I know that you don't really care about spoilers as much as I do, but he says he seriously regrets it. What do you think about Shady McCoy's
regret? He, being disingenuous, he don't care. That's why he said
it. Yeah, he does.
He's an adult, a professional, a multi-millionaire. Jalen, he knows what he's saying.
This does give us an opportunity to bring back an old segment from years ago called Jalen Rose Explains the Plot to a Movie.
Brace yourself. Jalen Rose is about to explain a movie plot.
Jalen, briefly explain the plot to Avengers.
Wow, okay. First off, they have to be here to save the world. You know?
Yeah.
It's almost like a combination of what we were saying about MMA fighters versus boxers. You know? Very stout, physically
like
built.
Nothing like that.
Indestructible forces all teaming together to fight the evil that's coming upon our nation.
What's that evil, Jalen?
It's the people that you say live on another planet.
Oh,
it's the kangaroo apocalypse.
Oh.
It's all of those type of people.
Well, Jalen, we have some new information about what the next NFL season will look and sound like. We'll give it to you right after this. Stay tuned. 2 minute break. We'll be right back.
This is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, we are all in quarantine, staying home and staying safe and just waiting for sports to come back. And every day it feels like we're getting a little bit closer and closer. And Joe Buck gave some interesting insight into what sports might look and feel like when they are back, specifically the NFL. He said that they would be, for the broadcast, not necessarily for the players on the field, they'd be pumping in crowd noise, sort of like a laugh track on a sitcom. And they would also be projecting virtual fans into an empty stadium. I found this to be really interesting, and I kind of like this idea, much like a sitcom. I know the laughs aren't real, but they cue me to laugh, and they sort of like make it feel like a communal experience, and I think that crowd noise would do the same. My question for you is, someone who played, how much do you think playing in an empty stadium will affect the athletes on the field?
It will have a big-time effect, but in my opinion, in a lot of ways, for good reasons, because when you can hear what the players say to each other and the coaches say to the players, especially their own teammates, and then what's being said to the opponents, that makes it a lot more interesting. Now people are going to take it a lot more personal because you get a chance to eavesdrop on those conversations that you wouldn't normally hear. So many times you see players lifting their jerseys up to their mouth, Jacoby, so you can't hear what they're saying. Now you'll be able to hear what they're saying without crowd noise, and that's a big time difference.
It's really interesting. I feel like we'll spend a lot of Monday mornings not just talking about what people did on the field on Sunday, but also talking about what people said on the field on Sunday. And as someone who loves drama, as someone who works in sports media, who's someone who's super petty, I can't wait for that. I am so here for spending Monday talking about what players said to each other instead of what they did to each other, because I am petty and I love the drama. Moving on, Jalen. Every Saturday night, it feels like we have another versus Instagram battle, and this could be the biggest yet. Snoop Dogg is calling out a gentleman by the name of Sean Carter. Jay-Z, Jalen Rose, who you got? Track for track, Snoop Dogg against
Jay-Z. What up, though? D-O-double-G is the legend. But there's a reason when you start talking about the greatest rappers of all time, Jay-Z's mentioned into that conversation. So I got to roll with The Rock on this one, Jay-Z all day. But Jay-Z's happily married and responsible and a disciplined. I'd much rather hang out with Snoop Dogg. How about that?
Well,
what do you think about that?
Thank you all for hanging out with us. You can do it every single day at 4 p.m. Dan Le Batard and Highly Questionable.
Thank you. You're far too kind.